So you've got a 1099-K sitting in your inbox, or maybe one that never showed up. And you've read five articles that gave you five different dollar amounts. $600, $5,000, $20,000, and now you don't know which one applies to you.
All five were real. That's the thing people can't get their heads around. They just governed different tax years.
Okay, walk me through it, slowly.
Through 2021, the rule was $20,000 in payments and more than 200 transactions, both. Then the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 dropped it to $600 with no transaction minimum at all. Then the IRS, instead of enforcing that, issued transition relief. Notice 2024-85. That set $5,000 for tax year 2024 and $2,500 for tax year 2025. And then the One Big Beautiful Bill Act in 2025 went back and retroactively restored the old $20,000 and 200 transactions.
Wait, retroactively?
Retroactively. Which is why the $2,500 tier never actually governed a filing season. It was scheduled, and then it was gone before any platform filed a form under it.
So five changes in 4 years, and it ends up exactly where it started.
Right where it started. One of the most whipsawed reporting rules in recent tax history, honestly.
Then let me ask the question the listener actually cares about. If the number went back to $20,000, does that clean up 2024?
No. And this is the row on that timeline table that matters most for anyone who owes. Platforms actually filed forms under the $5,000 rule for tax year 2024. Those forms exist. They went to you, and they went to the IRS. A threshold change isn't an amnesty.
So the forms in the system under my social security number?
Under your social, the moment it was transmitted, before you did anything at all.
Okay, that's the part I think people miss.
And there's a second thing they miss, which cuts the other way. The threshold only decides when a platform has to file a form. It has never decided what income is taxable. Self-employment income is reportable from the first dollar. Self-employment tax generally applies once net earnings hit $400 for the year.
So a reseller who grosses $8,000 on eBay in 2026
gets no federal 1099-K and still owes tax on the profit. Same with a rideshare driver at $19,000 across 400 trips. The transaction test passes, the dollar test fails, and both have to be met. So, no form. Income still income. Oh, and some states set their own lower thresholds, so a form can show up below the federal trigger anyway.
Let's talk about what happens if somebody just doesn't deal with it. Because I think that's the listener right now.
It's automated. Match, propose, assess, collect. The platform files. The document matching program compares that form against your return, typically more than a year after filing season. If you filed and left the income off, you get a CP2000 proposing tax on the gross amount.
Gross meaning?
Everything processed through the platform. Before fees, before refunds, before shipping, before cost of goods. No mileage. A 1099-K reports gross, never profit. So the CP2000 proposes tax on a number that has nothing to do with what you actually made.
And if you never filed at all?
The IRS can prepare a substitute for return for you, built from that same gross figure with zero deductions. Then the assessment enters collections. A CP14 bill, then reminders, then a CP504 saying they intend to levy your state refund. Then an LT11 final notice that opens a 30-day window before wage garnishment and bank levies become legal.
CP504, then LT11. And that's the 30-day one.
That's the 30-day one. And every stage costs more than the one before it because the balance the machine is chasing was computed without a single deduction you were entitled to claim.
There's no deadline on a threshold change, though, right? Nothing to respond to.
No deadline, no. But the clock that matters is the penalty clock. Every unfiled year of platform income accrues failure to file at 5% a month, capped at 25%. That's 10 times the 0.5% monthly failure to pay rate, plus interest compounding daily. The rule changed. The accrual never paused.
Okay, so what's the move? What does somebody actually control here?
Two things, and there's a sequence. First, pull your IRS wage and income transcript for every open year. That tells you exactly which 1099Ks they hold. Stop guessing. Second, and this is the sequencing rule that beats every other consideration, file every unfiled return before you negotiate anything.
Why before?
Two reasons. The IRS won't approve a payment plan or an offer with open, non-filed years. Full stop. And filing is what replaces that deduction-free gross figure with your real, lower numbers. The article has a hypothetical, a gig worker who grossed $26,000 in 2024. Filing a Schedule C with 13,000 business miles at the 2024 rate of 67 cents pulls about $8,710 out of that. If nobody files and the IRS builds the substitute return, there's no mileage deduction at all, and it adds roughly $1,800 more per year.
Per year. Say the resolution options, quickly. What's on the menu?
Short-term plan, if you can pay in full within 180 days, no setup fee. There's the guaranteed installment agreement, which is for $10,000 or less with returns filed. Approval there is a matter of law when the conditions are met, up to 3 years to pay. Streamlined agreements at $25,000 or $50,000 with direct debit, no detailed financial disclosure. Currently not collectible, if paying anything would prevent basic living expenses. And note, the debt stays and interest keeps running. And offer in compromise, where the standard is that assets plus future income genuinely can't cover the debt.
And that one's hard.
It's hard. $205 fee, 20% down on lump sum offers, both waived with low income certification. And the IRS accepted roughly 1 in 5 offers in FY 2024. Everything depends on individual facts. Nobody can tell you where you land on that.
Penalty relief?
Free to request. First time abatement or reasonable cause. And first time abatement is being replaced by the automatic exemption from penalty starting summer 2026. Automatic. No request needed. But you request it after the returns are in, not before.
Last thing. When is this a do-it-yourself job?
When the years are filed, the balance is small, and the numbers on the form are right. One recent year you can rebuild from an annual summary, a balance you can clear in 180 days, or a form that misclassified personal transfers, and you fix that with the platform, not the IRS. That's an afternoon.
And when it's not?
Multiple unfiled years, where the order and content of those returns drives everything after. A CP2000, or a substitute for return assessment, built on gross figures you need to rebut. A balance too big for streamlined. Or offer math where one miscalculated figure means automatic rejection. In those cases, the work is mostly arithmetic and sequencing. But it's arithmetic the automated system will never do in your favor.
So for the next 24 hours, list every year since 2021 you earned money through an app or a marketplace. Check each one against that timeline. Pull the platform summaries and your last filed return.
And if any of those years is unfiled or unreported, get someone to pull the transcripts with you. Clarity's enrolled agents do a free confidential case review. 888-825-7779. It costs nothing, and it's a lot better than guessing which of those 5 numbers was yours.